Why did you want to go to Australia?
By the time I was in the sixth grade, I had a wonderful teacher who did a wonderful job of teaching geography. And as we studied Australia, I just said right then, when I grow up, I'm going to Australia. And I did.
Not many people have visited the outback of Australia. Pretend that you're standing at the front door of that home that you lived with. Sort of paint a picture with words about what that outback landscape looked like.
Well, just immediately out the door, there was a green lawn. And there were bottle trees growing on the lawn. And then in front of that was a tennis court. Every house out there, wherever it was, always had a tennis court.
What were your meals like? You were very remote without stores to be able to go to. How did you carry on with
Well, every week, one of the main department stores in Brisbane, they had a list, and they sent all of our vegetables and fruits out on the train. And then the mail carrier truck brought them to us. And it was a sheep station, and a station means the same as a ranch in this country. And we ate mutton. It was wool-growing sheep. It was not eating sheep.
wasn't what we get when we order lamb in a restaurant.
No, definitely not. It stunk.
Oh, my.
The whole house stunk all the time. And the year that I was there, they killed 360 sheep to feed 9 adults and 9 children who lived on the property.
So basically a sheep a day. To feed.
Just almost a sheep a day. Yeah.
For 18 people.
And I just loved it the mornings we had the liver for breakfast because it didn't smell.
A lot of people think liver smells a lot. Living in the outback of Australia, where it's remote and forbidding and not a very friendly place to be able to stay alive, much less live from day to day. But you could do some things there that you could never do in the United States.
The men on the station, they at times went kangaroo shooting all night.
All night?
Mm-hmm. And there was a time that the wife of the station manager and I, we were the spotters. We stood on the back of the Land Rover truck over the cab and spotted with a spotlight, and the three men sat in the cab. It was winter. The seasons are reversed down there, and this was July. And it was exceedingly cold that night, and it was actually the 4th of July.
Does that mean the men were warm inside the cab?
That's exactly right, and we were standing up there on the top.
Well, that's sort of wrong, Alice, I just got to say.
But sort of halfway through the night, it hit me. When I was a child growing up in Alabama, when I would say something that was preposterous or propose it, my mother would always say, "It'll be a cold day in July before you do that." And I was doing it. Well, can I tell a story from third grade?
Please do.
Yeah, I think you remember weekly readers that we all had.
We did.
And usually we answered the quizzes, but every once in a while they would have something fun. It was sort of multiple choice, but then at the bottom it asked you to write in your greatest wish. Well, I wrote in, "I want to live on a farm." And when the teacher came around, I put my hand on top of it, but she moved my hand so she could read it. And for some reason, it brought tears. I really wanted to live on a farm and not in town. And she said, "Some wishes take longer than others." And that's another thing I thought about when I was way out the back of beyond. She was right. It took a long time, but I got to the farm.